Assalamu alaikum, welcome to another episode of the LDM show. We're back with Brother Hamza again. Assalamu alaikum, bro.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You good?
Good to see you, bro.
Inshallah. So what we're discussing today, I'm going to just pass it straight over to you, inshallah. Let's get into it, bro.
Well, basically what we're discussing is a question that comes up a lot. And that question is, okay, we could prove God exists. We have good reasons for that. We have good reasons for the miraculous nature of the Quran. And the Quran tells us that we've been created to worship God. But the question follows, if God doesn't need anything, he's independent, why did he create us in order for us to worship him?
Right.
And I think there are some good answers that we could give to that question. The first answer is this, is we have to understand our paradigm, our reality, God's paradigm, God's reality. We are limited. Mm-hmm. We have the pixel, not the picture. We have the jigsaw piece, not the entire puzzle put together. God's knowledge is total. He's the totality of knowledge. We have the particular. Mm-hmm. So from this perspective, to even answer the question would assume that you now can, inverted commas, think like God, which is impossible.
Right.
Because take the following analogy into consideration. You have a cat and an elephant. Could the cat think like an elephant? They're two different paradigms, aren't they? Two different things. So imagine God, he's greater than all of that. So by greater reason, we can never fathom some of these wisdoms or reasons why he actually created us to worship in the first place.
So would you say it's an unnecessary assertion question?
Yeah, basically the question itself, if it was answered, would imply maybe that God doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Because there should be necessarily some questions that you can't answer.
Yes.
Because of the nature of God, because it's his will, it's his reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't informed us why he created us to worship him, then it's something that belongs to God, belongs to his wisdom that we can't fathom because of who God is. It's like a cat trying to think like an elephant, right?
So what we're saying is if we've got good reasons to believe in the existence of God, good reasons to believe in that the Quran is a miracle and it's from God, then we submit and whatever Allah says, we obey.
Yeah, exactly. But we know, though, that there is a reason why he created us to worship him.
Mm-hmm.
We can't access that reason,
yes.
But because we know one of God's names and attributes is that he is the wise,
mm-hmm.
then we know there is some divine wisdom behind it. So the
right.
problem is, not that there isn't no wisdom or answer, the mm-hmm. problem is you can't access that wisdom or answer because it's divine knowledge and you're limited and there are some things that you could never fathom unless you're divine.
Right.
Do you see?
Yeah, it makes sense.
The second point is an existential point. What does this mean? What does it mean to exist? Now, the question is like the following analogy. You're on a cliff and I throw you into a cliff, from a cliff,
okay.
into this ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all these flesh-eating sharks. But before I threw you in, I gave you a map how to navigate away from these sharks and go onto this eternal, beautiful island.
Right.
Okay? Okay. I've given you the get-out clause. I've given you the get-out-of-jail card, right?
The key. Yeah.
I've given you the way to escape the flesh-eating sharks and go to this eternal island and live in bliss. The questioner is equivalent of you being thrown into the ocean, although you have the way to get out and go to this eternal island.
Mm-hmm.
You turn around and you say, why did you throw me in there for? And then you get eaten by the sharks.
Right.
Do you see the point?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you've been thrown into this ocean with flesh-eating sharks. The guy who threw you in has given you a way out. And you're turning around, ripping up your map, ripping up the way to escape, and you start debating with the guy who threw you in the first place.
Sure.
That's stupid because you're going to be eaten by the sharks, right?
Your concern shouldn't be that.
Yes, your concern is فَعِينَ تَذْحَبُونَ. Allah says in the Quran, and where are you going?
Mm.
Yeah? So I think that's it, really. I think those two good answers, man. And I think we need to have these because sometimes I get emails all the time from brothers and sisters complaining, you know, why I don't understand this? And for me, frankly, it's because I haven't done tadabbur with the Qur'an. Allah says in the Qur'an, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Do they not reflect upon the Qur'an or are there locks on their hearts?
Mm.
Okay? So if we do tadabbur, if we reflect upon the ayah, the verse that tells us to reflect upon the Qur'an,
yeah.
it means the more reflection we do, the more our hearts become unlocked and it receives the mercy and wisdom of God and guidance. So when you go into the Qur'an, you see stories of wisdom and to show you there's a good, wise purpose behind these things. So it makes you appreciate who Allah is and therefore allows you to answer these questions
properly.
It humbles
properly. You as well in the
Of course it does. Of course it does.
Okay, brother, for another excellent episode. See you next time, inshallah.
Inshallah.